Number 21, on the First Epistle of John. Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever-precious and worthy name of the Lord Jesus. This is your Bible teacher of the air speaking again, commencing another week of ministry from the First Epistle of John. Today we commence our study in this John's Epistle in Chapter 4, and we shall find in this chapter, in the opening remarks of it, that the Spirit of God directs the Apostle to a very grave and solemn subject, very important, and it concerns the distinction between what are real Christians and real teachers of the Word of God and spurious ones. And how necessary it is, John certainly reveals, that we should discern what is the truth of God, and what is not the truth. We face a very subtle enemy with tremendous power, and an enemy that is dangerous, for he attacks, verily he attacks, the very foundations of the Christian faith with all the vehemence of his power. But his greatest attack is always held particularly against the divine truth relating to the person of Christ, the Son of God, who was manifested in the flesh. There is a phrase at the end of verse 6 in chapter 4, where John summarizes the very purpose of his writing in the verses preceding this statement. The statement says at the end of verse 6, "Hereby know we the Spirit of truth and the Spirit of error." Now what is the distinction between these two? One that is called the Spirit of truth, the other that is called the Spirit of error. Well, if you will note the opening words of chapter 4, verse 1, John says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try, test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." Now we find that these spirits, they work through human beings, and these human beings are the agencies which are used, whether by the Spirit of God or whether by the spirits and demons of Satan. We are either controlled by demons or we are controlled by the Holy Spirit of God when we listen to men circulating among the pressing, professing Christian testimony with their propagation, whatever character it may be. Now let me literally declare what John writes in these words. Stop believing every spirit. Let me repeat that again. Stop believing every spirit, but put them to the test to find out if they can be approved, because there are so many false teachers in the world. Now we that are believers need to know, and should know that there are two lines of teaching in the world. There is a line of teaching called the Spirit of Truth. There is another called the Spirit of Error. Now, what are the sources of these teachings separately? One is called the Spirit of Truth because it comes from God. And may I state, this expression, Spirit of Truth, is a title which the Son of God gave to the Holy Spirit, as you may read in John 14, verse 17. As well as again in John 16 and verse 13, where the Savior also added, "He will guide you into all truth." Now what is the source from whence the teaching of error comes? The source of it is nothing else but Satan and his demons. The beloved Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1 tells that there will be doctrines of demons. Yes, God by his Spirit teaches the truth, but the devil through his spirits, evil spirits, he propagates error. And the Christian, the child of God, is to know the difference and to know and realize the danger of being deceived by the erroneous teaching that men may propagate. All teaching is to be put to the test. John says, test the spirit, whether they are of God. Now let's raise the question, how do we know the Spirit of God is speaking through any teacher? John tells us in verse 2. Look at the words. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Now if a teacher confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, that is a definite proof that he is a true believer and motivated by the Holy Spirit himself. But then may we not also realize what is involved in this statement, Jesus Christ come in the flesh. Now you take the name Jesus in the Greek form. It corresponds to the Hebrew name in the Old Testament of Jehoshua. And the meaning of Jehoshua is Jehovah saves. The name Christ means the anointed one. So that when the expression Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, when it is used by John, he is speaking of the very God of the Old Testament, Jehovah, who in the person of his Son became incarnate and in human flesh without sin. He lived upon the earth. He died upon the cross to meet the demands of a holy God and of the law which we had broken. And he raised himself from the dead, and he satisfied all that God required to become a living Savior for every sinner who puts his and her faith in him. The Jehovah of the Old Testament is the Jesus of the New Testament. The person who teaches this is motivated by the Holy Spirit. The person who does not agree to this truth and teaches differently is never of God. Now John confirms this latter fact as you go on reading, even in the third verse. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Now may we say, correctly and emphatically, such a person that John here describes will be found to be against all that the Bible teaches regarding the person as well as the work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. John goes even further to encourage the saints to be victorious over the false teachers as you read on in verse 4. Note that he declares, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now please know very carefully, though John is giving words of serious warning regarding false teachers, he also declares to the children of God, who are truly born again, they have overcome these false teachers. Why? Because there is one in you that is greater than the one that's in the world. And that one to whom and of whom John refers is none other than the Holy Spirit of God. It was because of the Spirit of God dwelling in them, who is greater than even the devil, than all angels, and all the devil is the father of all lies and of all heresies, God has given to every one of his children the Holy Spirit, the anointing, the one who is the teacher and the revealer of God's truth, and who can expose the false teacher to the satisfaction of his child, of God's children. Every child of God should never fail to depend upon the Spirit of God to guide him, to guide her, when testing false teaching. May the Lord help us who are his people to depend upon the Holy Spirit, who indwells us. He is there to protect, to guide, to deliver us from the abounding teaching that is false, being propagated by the devil through his human instruments upon the earth today. All John ascribes to those that are the false teachers, he ascribes to what they belong. Please note the words. Greater is he that is in you than he that is where? In the world. These false teachers, they are of the world. They belong to the world system under Satan, of which he is the God, the prince of this world. and the source of all heresy. Oh, may I emphasize the fact that all heresy, all false teaching comes from the devil. Many years ago at the close of a service, a Christian friend of mine came to me and said, "Brother Bramhall, where does Dr. So-and-so?" And he named a very well-known ecclesiastical character in our country, who is now dead. Where does he get his particular teaching regarding what was false relating to the creation of God? Well, I looked at my friend and said, "Brother, there is only one source where false teaching comes from. He got it from the devil. Now, if you want false teaching, all you've got to do is listen to the devil. But if you want true teaching, you better listen to God. For will you please know what John says at the close of this section? John closes with these words regarding the true teachers of the Word of God, including himself. And he says in verse 6, "We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." My beloved radio friend, I would like to ask the simple but very pertinent question. Are you sure that what you are listening to when teaching, professing to be the teaching from God is given? Are you sure? Can you test it and prove it to be either of God or the opposite? God wants us to realize with solemn responsibility we must test all teaching. Father, we pray the Holy Spirit will grant his blessing according to his perfect knowledge of what we all need in thus using this ministry today for the glory of our Savior. Amen.